Lily was playing some songs about the Word of God, and I thought of number 85 in our white book.
My tongue will never cease to praise Jehovah, and there it talks about keeping his statutes and his commandments and so on. So let's begin our service tonight with number 85 in the white book. We'll start and end with the first verse, okay? So sing that first verse again at the end. My tongue will never cease to praise Jehovah, for he's my refuge and my help in trouble. The Lord is gracious, and his name is holy. His promises will not fail.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, enable us to worship you tonight in a way that you are worthy of. Amen. We know that we can only do that by the Holy Spirit. And so we invite you to come and anoint us, Lord, and lift our praises to your throne, Lord. Let our worship be a sweet-smelling savor to you, Lord. Jesus, we are here tonight to just exalt you. Lord, you have done so much for us already that if we just spent this whole evening praising you and giving back to you somehow, worshiping and honoring you, falling at your feet, Lord, it would be time well spent. Jesus, we just thank you that you are so precious to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are so good to us, Jesus. You have taken such good care of us. Lord, even in the midst of our trials, you've been there. You've given us grace. You've been by our side. You've brought us through time and time again. And Lord, we have, every one of us here, have reason to praise you with all of our hearts, Lord. Jesus, you've done so much for me, and great is your faithfulness to me, Lord. All of us can say that from the heart. And Jesus, we just pray that you will cause our praises really to ring out tonight. Oh God, fill our praises with your glory, and then have your way in this meeting tonight. We pray for the camp again. Lord, we continue to hold this camp before you and everyone in it. We continue to pray for the children. Bless them in their gatherings tonight, whether it's meeting or bunk worships, anytime where two or three, anywhere where two or three are gathered together in your name. You said you would be there in the midst, Lord. We pray that you'll manifest yourself. Continue to melt, continue to draw, continue, Lord, to break bondages and to bring young people into a real experience with Jesus Christ, a real sight of him. Lord, let your glory touch their hearts tonight, Lord. We know they'll never be the same if they get one touch of your glory, Jesus. Lord, the world will never satisfy, and their hearts will seek until they find that one whom their soul desires. Oh, Jesus, do it for even the little ones, Lord. Meet them tonight. And have your way here.
Amen. I will enter his gates
with thanksgiving in my heart.
I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this to him. For he has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Amen.
See,
I will enter his gate.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
in thy presence, singing hallelujahs ringing. Now, maybe your church is saying something different. I notice we're singing some different things together here. And that's okay. Sing whatever you want. But this, I'm just telling you what I'm going to sing, okay? Let's sing it again.
We worship and adore you.
Pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, the Bible says. It's true. How good, how pleasant. When we dwell together in unity, loving Jesus, seeking Jesus, loving one another, helping one another, to serve Him with all our hearts, encouraging, picking one another up when we're down. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful family of God. Wonderful fellowship you brought us into. It says it's like the dew. It refreshes us as the dew settles down on the mountains and brings life to the vegetation. So that unity is refreshing to our souls. Hallelujah. It's one reason why the Lord brought you up here. He wanted to refresh you. He knows that you live in a dry and weary land where there's no water. And so He brought you up to Pilgrim Camp to let the dew of heaven settle upon you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's like that oil, it says, that flows down the beard of Aaron, the high priest, when he was anointed. That's the anointing oil of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God's anointing is upon our fellowship as we exalt Him, love one another in Jesus. Brought us to give us a fresh anointing too, I'm sure. Refreshing and anointing. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to do at Pilgrim Camp. And He wants to do it anywhere where people are gathered together with that purpose. Oh, we're together in His name. We love Him. We love one another. And we want to serve Him. Praise God.
Nice, we don't have to rush through a meeting. Sunday morning, it's different in my church. We got to make announcements. We have to sing happy birthday. We have to, we've got to do a lot of things. That's why I like Sunday night meetings. We can just enjoy Jesus for as long as we want. But it's nice not to rush through a meeting. You know, if we would have just pushed ahead, we'd miss some of these testimonies, wouldn't we have? He's come. We're paying attention to him, enjoying him. I'm sure he's enjoying us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your precious name. Praise God. Praise is more than just getting excited about Jesus. Praise is a weapon. Praise. The Bible says that we ought to have the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hand. And as we praise the Lord according to his word, it says that he binds the enemy and the avenger. That these enemies in our lives and our souls are bound and brought down as we praise him according to his word. Praise is more than just getting excited about Jesus. It's exalting him. It's yielding ourselves to him. It's acknowledging that he is king and that he's on the throne, that he deserves our praise no matter what things look like. He is worthy. And God honors that when he finds people that will enthrone him upon their hearts like that. And he comes and manifests his great power and glory in their lives. Hallelujah. I'm glad our Sister Martha mentioned that tonight. That's a lesson that we have heard over and over again at Pilgrim Camp. We have been encouraged to praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Brother Gordon used to sometimes tell people, praise him 15 minutes a day. Go up into the woods and just praise him. A young man told me one time that he suffered with depression also. He struggled with that. But he went up into Nonantum. That's on the other side of the road, up past the ball field. And there was no one up there at that time. And he made a point. He was told to do that every day for 30 days. Well, that took some discipline. And he said but he determined that he was going to obey and he was going to get some help from God. And so he began to do that. And some days it seemed like, it was so hard to do. Kept looking at his watch. Sure, he was sure that the 15 minutes had passed when it was only 5 minutes. But other days the Lord blessed him and it just passed so quickly. But he said on that 30th day when he praised the Lord, the heavens opened over him and God drove away and broke that bondage and drove away those shadows and he was fully delivered from that. His life was absolutely transformed. And it was because he had obeyed and determined to praise God and give God a channel through which he could come and do his mighty work in his life. Praise God. I don't know that the Lord's telling you to do that 15 minutes a day, but why not in every meeting to begin with? Every time we have opportunity to praise God, join in. Amen. And do it with all your heart.
Yes.
And you'll find that God will begin to get hold of you. He'll get hold of your tongue. You'll find that it will be easier to praise him. You'll become less self-conscious. You'll be more occupied with Jesus. You'll forget about everybody else. And God will begin to do something new in your life. I can say as a young person, I know that God met me when I got saved. He really changed me. I know that
He made another change in my life when I learned how to praise Him. And I remember being in church as a young person, and people were praising the Lord around me, and I was too self-conscious to really get involved. I praise Him in my heart. But you know, little by little, the Lord gave me courage to sort of peep a little hallelujah once in a while, and to raise my hand almost up to my shoulder. But then, after a while, I just began to think how wonderful Jesus is and how much He deserves my praise. He deserves my praise as much as anybody else's. Amen. And so then I began to just close my eyes and forget about others and just worship Him. And God brought such a great liberty into my heart and brought such a change into my life. Something new happened in my whole Christian experience when I began to give myself to praising God. Yes. I was saved. I knew Him as my Savior. I loved Him. But when He did something to help me to praise Him with my voice, lift my hands, and I was consistent about it, then God brought me my whole life onto a higher plane, as it were, a whole new walk with Jesus. And that led me into the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and that led from one thing to another. And oh, I love to praise the Lord, and I thank God that He has kept that liberty for me. And it's not hard for me to praise God in a meeting. It's hard for me to hold back. And maybe you feel that way too. But you have to start somewhere. And as a young person, I have to start somewhere. And so do you. Nobody can praise God for you. It has to come out of your own mouth, out of your own heart. And when we think, as we've been hearing, how good God has been to us, for all the Lord has done for me, yes, I never will cease to praise Him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing, "Let All the People Praise Thee." It's in our white book. Let's stand together as we sing it. Every time we stand, I'm always tempted to collect an offering, because that's what we do in our church. But we're not going to do that. We'll give the offering to the Lord from our heart. Did we find that, please?
62.
62 in the white book. Praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.